Elegy for a Buckeye. I went all the way back to the beginning, looking for a buckeye giant on a quiet street in Ohio, but it was gone, and so were the spiny gold-brown husks containing the glossy nuts with circular eyes. I always kept a buckeye in my pocket for any luck but bad, and rubbed its smooth finish, hoping it would shiver me through my father's unhappiness with selling life insurance for Metropolitan. On the way home from school, I would listen to the husks cracking, the buckeyes falling for squirrels to lug off in their gaped mouths. Food for winter? Isn't that our first and last theme? If I had one of those buckeyes, I could look into its varnished mahogany burrow and see my father thumbing a buckeye like a miniature football, then launching it for a touchdown. My grandparents in Rye Beach, barefoot among the buckeyes for the beach and a last nude swim. My Blue Angel cousin, who crashed his jet, must have tendered more than one in his hands and used it like me to steer by when he was grounded. And even the Coleman conductor on a tight scream clock, who I waved to every Friday from my bike, might have glimpsed this beauty before he entered the steel mills in Toledo and Chicago, and thought for a moment he might lean against it some day and read a book. Everyone I knew in Ohio, now seedless and distant from the trees they planted to define them. My memory of all this only as old as September, and young when compared to the Shawnee, who named the tree after its nut, flicking in a swale like a buck's eye. They are gone along with the Delaware and Miami and every other tribe that ever lived in Ohio, where this tree once lived and laid out its simple feast. Or do I have it wrong, and the eye of the giant I climbed and loved still sees what is happening and holds on?